Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the Time Spent Poorly program with your super awesome host/engineer, Eduardo. Yeah, constant contributor, Huds. Myself, the beard. I just show up, drink beer, and talk on occasion.
On occasion.
What are we going to dive into first?
Oh, shit.
Start Rushmore and see if Derek shows up.
Well, we got a couple of news articles we can tap into real quick before we get into the nitty gritty. I say we do a little bit of Corona Watch, because obviously that kind of all leads into a couple of the articles and stuff. So let me dial this music down.
What the fuck?
I was just reading something on R, what the fuck?
TSPN Corona Watch 2020. Suck it!
And, the whole thing is off. Idaho's decided. The residents of Idaho were out en masse on Monday.
They have been ever since.
We have all decided that it is over.
Yeah. Except school's still out.
In the first place. We have 9, according to CDC reporting.
9 cases?
No, 9 deaths. All of them over 50. I think it
swept through Life Care Center.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 female, 3 male, or 5 female, 4 male.
Is that a new statistic as of today?
As of earlier this afternoon, yeah.
Condolences to their family, but people
die. But maybe they were
just
old. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, once somebody hits about 80, 85, everything is borrowed time.
They just didn't get to pick their cause of death.
For American males, it's once you hit 78.
Yeah. American females, however,
coming in with statistics.
Something American females is
90 something now, isn't it?
82 maybe.
They can bitch and moan and let that steam off that we can't, because we're not allowed to feel feelings that aren't anger.
That's the only feeling I have.
I've got like 4. I'm a multifaceted individual.
So I'm
pretty sure the whole thing is a hoax.
You
I
think
get that some people have died, but 80,000 people in America die of the flu every year, and that's more than this has killed worldwide. Especially
people
if you
die
count
from heart disease.
Lots I'm not people. Sure what the stat on that is, but I know it's over 200,000 a year. And if you look at that world clock that I sent you guys, that just keeps track of births and deaths,
we're staggering and depressing.
Isn't it just hurt you watching the population rise like that?
Yeah, it's
we need a couple of things that sweep through and cull those that shouldn't be.
Well, I can see the argument that it's overwhelming the healthcare system. I'm sure it is, because you see coverage of it. I mean, it's not. This isn't wag the dog. They can't wag the dog on that one. So, Sean Walters says, "Hey,
really?
You don't think so?
I don't know. Oh yeah, they can.
They feed us just about everything we see anymore is fake.
That false mass grave on that Potter's Field and that island in the Bronx.
Oh, I have the article on that. You don't think that's real?
No, that's how they bury people that aren't claimed and don't have. If you don't have any money to to pay for a plot, and
you're
homeless,
unclaimed, or
no one claims
anything.
You,
there are eight. As of 2018, there were 8.4 million people in New York City. How many people die a day? Seriously, if there's 8.4 million.
So, what are your thoughts? Do you think that they are just giving coverage to the fact that they're doing the mass grave there now and burying people? Then
that probably isn't even a new photo.
No, it probably was taken years ago.
It's pure hype.
I just don't. I don't believe it. The closest I've come to it is my mom's boyfriend's like nephew, and his family. They all had it. They all got better. That's as close
and that
as
was that was an age range from young child through
40.
Well, then his parents got it. their 60s.
Yeah.
And they live too.
And
they tested positive for it, but the only symptoms that I heard that they had, and my information is a little outdated, they lost their sense of smell and taste.
Hmm.
Ooh. Damn.
Well, one of the things I think is a little bizarre is that, like, everybody wants us to, like, put RFID chips and shit on us or download an app to see where we've been.
I refuse.
They just need to watch our cell phones.
Right.
I mean, they've already
already doing that. They can do what they want us to download the app for, but they'll make a lot less it'll be a lot less of a headache if they encourage people to download the app. They can find out where everybody's been already. They have us fucking lojacked already.
With people who aren't downloading apps are getting text messages, hey, you were close to somebody who had the COVID, or you were in the general vicinity of someone who tested positive. You need to stay home and self-quarantine for 15 days.
Is that happening now?
Not me, no.
Well, people,
but I've seen that. I mean, I've seen that enough times on the internet that I believe it just as much as they're digging mass graves in the fucking New York City. I just, none of it is true.
I want them to.
And we're still a ways off from microchipping people and stuff, but they're.
Bill Gates pushing.
Getting in there. They're getting in there, and you just got to lay the groundwork.
Gates is the fucking devil.
You have to make it. You have to make it the people's idea.
He paralyzed 500,000 children in India. He's a piece of shit.
He did.
Yeah. With a polio vaccine.
Bill Gates did? Using
Bill Gates' charitable organization.
Oh, okay, you need to tell me more about this.
Pushed some vaccines on India. He's getting sued in the courts in India. I've seen like 3 articles on it today. And I wasn't even looking into it. It was just stuff coming up on Reddit.
I'm going to pull something up.
In his charitable organization.
What country was that? India?
India. Something like 493,000 children are paralyzed due to complications.
Bill and Melinda Gates' polio vaccination efforts in India have, it says, have not paralyzed.
Oh, is that Snopes?
It's truthorfiction.com. Huh. That's just ran by.
Snopes says that's false, though.
That's ran by Hillary Clinton and Pizzagate people. So
Snopes is? Yeah. Snopes is a problem. Nope. I'll believe that as much as I'll believe fucking mass graves that I've never seen or knew about before, because there's something like 17 deaths an hour in New York just based on population. I can't remember what the stats were. How many deaths daily in New York? How many people die in New York every day? In 2015, there were 153,623. That comes to 420.88 per day, with heart disease and cancer as leading causes.
See, 420 people a day?
Yeah. And that was an answer from 2018. That's not some new thing.
Well, and that's when the population was 8.4. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's probably creeping towards 9 now.
And when they said something, who's that lady that used to be a Democrat? She's black, and she moved to the Republican Party, and she was leading that Blexit. Oh, what's her name? She's another fun one to follow on Twitter because of what people say to her. How she's a traitor to her race and everything else. Because she doesn't like Democrats enslaving the fucking black population with welfare.
Is she a politician?
Not yet. She probably will be after this. She's been talking about getting into it lately. What was her name?
I'm just looking to see. I'm typing in
Blexit.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't see it. I can't find it. I can't pull a name. Not with your search criteria. Lady doesn't like Dems enslaving people in welfare.
I thought you just looked for Blexit. Is that B-L-E-X-C-I-T?
Yeah.
X-I-T. What is Blexit? Candace Owens explains plan to lead.
Candace Owens, that's her.
Candace Owens.
Lead black exit from Democratic Party. Impact 2020.
Yeah. She's been tweeting about the what the pandemic since it started.
Oh man, now Jay Inslee's talking about releasing people from prison so that they don't die of the COVID.
But they're arresting people who go to church. That's fucking awesome. good for you, Inslee. Maybe you should go French kiss a muzzle somewhere. I don't even like that side of the fucking river. I only go there because that's where Costco is.
Yeah. I haven't been out since last week. I think you guys would be proud of me because you criticized me very much for being a jet setter the previous times, but I haven't been out.
You were really traveling around.
You were really going out.
And it was all pretty needless.
Well, I had to go get a battery, but I
did you have to?
Well, no, not I didn't have to, but I did out of the goodness of my...
Did you take
your
kids with you?
No. I just went myself. I'm not going to take my kids everywhere with me.
That's a plus.
Total deaths in D.C. from COVID. Make a guess.
12.
You're a little low, but not... It's two digits.
79.
69.
That's made up. That's Reddit numbers.
No, Candace Owens put it up 7 hours ago. Just had a police officer call over to me and my husband at Whole Foods because we weren't wearing masks. We come to this Whole Foods every day. Apparently, beginning yesterday, it's now illegal to come in without a mask. Total deaths in D.C. from COVID, 69. What the fuck is going on?
I've changed my routine. I only go to A&B twice a day now.
You're going twice a day?
I deliver their mail.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I still haven't been out. I probably won't go out again until this weekend, and it'll be to get milk, and I'm just going to go to RA and be up here.
Texas is ending their lockdown. I think Idaho needs to follow suit.
I hope they do. Little's supposed to say something tomorrow.
Is he? Okay.
Just use your best judgment, people. I know I talk about how people suck and they don't have good judgment, but if you're feeling sick, stay the fuck home. If you have old people in your life, don't visit them.
Leave them alone for a little while.
Well,
I've talked to Grandpa on the phone twice since this nonsense started. their meals are delivered every day. They figured out grocery delivery. I think this has been great for them because they won't call me every time they need to go to the store now.
Yeah, don't shake hands. Wash your fucking hands, you gross Neanderthals. And don't get up in people's grills. Just mind your own business.
You need a shower every day. It's not hard to do.
There are so many people that don't shower every day.
I know.
More than I can count.
Which is gross.
I can't even wake up in the morning. I'm a zombie.
Mara had two baths yesterday, too.
And I think.
She shit all over the living room.
She shit all over the living room. I love it when kids shit because they just don't... There's no... it's not like they, at any point during their shit, decide to like, oh, I'm making a mess. I gotta... They just keep going. There's no...
She's only a year.
Right, exactly. That's
half old. I'm excited she initiated going piss on the toilet yesterday. She's in the big time now.
I looked out the window today when I was in the kitchen doing some dishes, and my daughter is always running around outside. She's 7. And I had to yell at our German Shepherd because, like, I looked out there and my daughter's coming through the gate and my German Shepherd's up, like, dry humping her, basically. I'm like, I wonder, and I had to yell at the dog. I'm like, I wonder how many times my daughter gets dry humped going to and from someplace because she was trying to shut the gate and couldn't, like, get the dog off her. So the dog just, like, jumps on her and starts dry humping her there outside. And I'm like, wow, how much of that does she have to endure before? Before I come along and see the one time.
Jesus.
Does she laugh and say, oh, the dog's hugging me?
Yeah. She, Aria, stop.
We went to somebody's house for dinner, and he had like a 110-pound lab, just this big-ass chocolate lab, and it kept humping Alex, and Alex was probably 4, and he was just like, he's like, boy, he really likes me. Like, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy, like, does like you. That's
what that red rocket means. Ugh, dogs. I'm on my first and last dog that's actually mine.
Yeah, I think, we always talk a big game about how we're going to be done doing pets after this set of pets, but then we always end up getting another pet to pad to the next, I don't know. It's,
you need to write something down somewhere with the pros and cons of dogs live a long time.
The con list is always longer.
Well, we just had to have a cat put to sleep that was 21 years old. Ugh. And
did you pay for the 22 round, or did you pay for lethal injection at the?
We did the injection at the vet, and then it was, they had to. And he was a Maine Coon cat, and he's really fucking mouth, like, he just like meows all the time. So they had to. It was traumatic for my wife, she's had the cat since before she and I met. And they had to put a catheter, or not a catheter.
When it's a cat, it's a catheter.
Yeah. No, it's not a cat. Is it a catheter? Well, it's basically so that they could give the injected into a deal. Maybe it is a catheter for injection.
Oh, where they prep the injection site with a leather tube? Yeah, that's a catheter.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah, there's another name for it too, but it is a catheter.
Okay. So yeah, they had to like put a little, they had to basically prep him and get him ready to do the injection. And then you could hear him outside of the office, like just screaming, holy hell, before they brought him back. Cause they tried to do the injection. He jerked away. And then, so they took him out, then brought him back, then did the injection. So, yeah, my wife was just, like, done after that. But, yeah, we do the whole deal, the cremation. They give, like, her this really fancy urn because she's got another cat that she had to put to sleep about 8 years ago. This in this glass jar urn type deal.
That seems like overdoing it for a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Chewy will get at most a wooden cross next to the shop.
Orange cat's in an urn.
Is he?
Yep. Where probably not it? His ashes, but I can always think they are.
Well, that's the other thing is that, like, I want, you got to wonder how many like cats they send off to do it once
en masse, and then they just they probably don't just even like, weigh out the ashes.
Just kind of like dumping them over.
This one's full. This one's half full. We'll just say that's the one that was lighter.
That's the little one. That's the runt.
2.5 pounds, I think, with all the water taken out. No, I'll plant a tree on top of Chewy. Put some peach pits in his gut or something. And
what do the peach pits do? Oh, hold on.
Grow into a peach tree.
Yeah, there you go.
I can eat my dog.
And if the stomach acid doesn't eat him. You have to
bury the dog way too shallow. He'd get dug up.
Get dug up by a coon.
He'd get dug up by other dogs.
This is what in high school.
Give him a Viking funeral. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Well, you can bury him and plant a tree on top of him, but you can't plant a peach pit inside him. It's just going to stay there.
You never know.
Don't shit. No, I do know. Jokes,
it won't
dude.
Grow.
Don't shit on my jokes. Funny is not
well,
reality.
I was down with planting a tree on him, but trying to get a peach pit to sprout in a dead dog.
Just a fucking redwood. Plant a redwood on him.
Well, where are you going to bury him?
Probably right next to the shop. So hopefully it'll be big enough to really
redwood
fuck
roots
up the
are gonna,
driveway.
Yeah, I was going to say, and redwood roots are going to fuck up your place and the neighbors.
And break all of the neighbors' home foundations. I'm so totally down. I'll be pretty
like
close to going right
do.
In, too.
Speaking of pets, Wayne Newton is being sued after a woman claimed his pet monkey attacked her while she toured his former home. It's
was
the
it a
second
sexual attack?
Probably in shit.
Did it grab her by the pussy?
Pull her face off.
It's the second time in 6 months the singer has been sued because of his pet monkey.
Is the monkey named Donald?
I'm going to see if there's a name for the monkey.
Does it have an orange face?
Where are you going with this, Rick?
It's a Trump joke.
Is it an orangutan? An orangutan? In the lawsuit obtained by Las Vegas Review-Journal, Crystal Warner said she visited the Casa de Shenandoah, where Wayne and his wife lived for decades, in April 2018. While touring the home, she was asked if she wanted to get a picture with Boo, the monkey. During the picture taking process, yeah, she said she was bitten and viciously attacked. In addition to Mr. Las Vegas, as Wayne is commonly known, a handler is also named in the lawsuit. The court documents claim everyone had a duty to exercise due care and keep the dangerous monkey restrained and confined. Defendants knew or should have known that the monkey had a propensity for viciousness and or a propensity to bite or attack. How should they know?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, other than the fact that it's a fucking monkey.
It's a wild animal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand people who keep wild animals. The why of it.
Yeah, I couldn't wrap my mind around that. Joel McHale did a thing with the Tiger King people the other day, which was kind of entertaining.
Was he in Community?
Yeah.
He thinks they're going to make a Community movie.
Does he?
Yep.
I suppose I should get on watching the fucking show, huh?
Welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, hello.
You look pale and sick. Do you have the COVID?
Nope.
How's it going? You want to talk about the exchange we
had? Are you sure? Have you been tested?
What's that?
Have you been tested?
Well, no, I'm not sick.
Okay. You look kind of sick.
I mean, I'm half drunk. I didn't know we were doing a fucking show tonight, so.
you didn't catch that?
Well, I mean, we probably fucking mentioned it in the chat room that we use, which is buried 28 pages long in fucking stupid reviews of garbage movies that none of us want to watch.
What was the stupid movie? I missed that one.
What isn't the stupid movie? Anyway, how are things?
Oh, you know.
We're doing good.
We're still getting sick.
Everybody's are we doing
dying.
Instagram now?
What's that?
We're doing Instagram now?
Are we?
I don't
you
think
figured
so.
That out?
Oh, I have an Instagram.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought you meant we were... I read it as we were streaming it.
No. I just I put that there because I didn't want to put the Facebook logo if I want to boost this post.
Oh, right.
So, so instead I've got, hold on.
But Facebook doesn't like the way we advertise them. So
it's because he refused to tongue Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, there's not enough.
Zuckerberg calls his butthole.
There's not enough spacing, I guess, between around the logo, and it's too, and it has to. You can't have any texture to it. It's a bunch of bullshit.
It's funny that you posted, you said that stuff about Mark Zuckerberg and advertising through Facebook, because I literally just watched The Social Network. Like, literally had just watched it. Where I realized that Aaron Sorkin is actually kind of a piece of shit. Just like Wes Anderson. Just like James Cameron. Like, they love the smell of their own farts. I'm actually amazed they can type so well while they're sucking their own dicks.
The post that you had about that on Facebook came right before the post about the show that we were doing tonight.
Oh, cool. So that was 3 days ago. So
I put stuff out on the chat yesterday.
Cool.
And throughout the day today.
Didn't see any of it.
It's fine.
Nope. Day drinking.
No, it worked. I work. I have a job. So I
know, can't. You should through. Be day drinking. You're working from home.
I read. I can't do that. I read whatever. I'll scroll up. I give it one nice scroll. But if it's buried in the. When it says, like, I've missed 20 chats, no, I'm not reading 20 chats.
It always says I missed 28 chats. And then I still don't respond.
Yeah, I'll read seven of those.
So in case you missed this part, we're doing our vaginal Rushmore tonight. That's our big selling point.
We should get into that. We should.
I knew we were doing our vaginal Rushmore. I just literally thought it was next week.
Yeah, we're off next week.
Yeah, next week would be Elks meeting.
Normally.
That's why we were trying to time.
Last week was a special because we didn't have Elks.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I'll find
a way. We're reduced to drinking Rolling Rock and Coors.
I drink Coors literally
every fucking time. Henry's.
And Eduardo is drinking fucking Crown Royal.
Yeah.
That's only because he works from gloves home.
Tonight.
I quit drinking whiskey.
Anyway,
it's been a while now.
I apologize for dropping the ball, gentlemen.
We don't care.
It's fun.
We've only had three comments that weren't us.
Yeah, it's a pretty light night.
So where do we get on the Rushmore? What do you guys have so far?
We haven't got into it yet.
We were doing Corona Watch first.
Well, then I missed the dumbest part anyway, so let's do it.
Yeah. You want to start with yours?
Oh, no. You guys go first. I got to figure out who my four are. It's easier for me to list my four that I hate more than my four that I like.
Well, that's true. And
January Jones is the Rushmore of the shitty actresses.
Who's that?
January Jones?
I don't think I know who that is.
January Jones. She's from Mad Men.
Oh, January Jones.
Yeah, January Jones.
Got it.
All right, I'll figure it out right now.
I was glad the cancer killed her. Yeah. Just couldn't happen fast enough.
She's alive in real life, though.
He doesn't have to pretend that. He'll never see her. He can pretend the cancer got her.
She survived. She wasn't too bad in Last Man on Earth.
Oh, yeah. I'll concede that.
But that show had a good ensemble to lean on, too.
Yeah, she's not really leading the battle on that one, is she?
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's Christian Shaw, the main guy, Will Forte. Yeah. Ted Danson's wife, Mary Steenburgen.
I love her.
We just got to call.
I love her too.
She's an honorable mention just for, I mean, if nothing else, Back to the Future.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Step Brothers. Oh, my God. Mom, you don't understand. You were yelling rape. I heard my grown son yelling rape.
Well, in her part on Larry David's show, Turbulent, that's really good too. Funny. Her part, she's playing herself.
Ted's really good on The New Place, or The Good Place, The New Place.
Yeah, The Good Place is actually a really good show.
I love that show.
Which will lead into one of mine, who is Kristen Bell. I think she's fantastic.
Are you starting it?
Sure.
Yeah, might as well.
Nobody else is.
I love it. Kristen Bell, it's a great start. Yeah.
She can do bad, like in Heroes. She was just evil. and she can do good, like Princess Anna. She can do nasty trailer trash like The Good Place. She's just got range to her that you don't see that often.
I didn't even remember Kristen funky. Bell was in Heroes.
Yeah, really? she was
Stephen
Psycho
Tobolowsky was her dad.
The guy that
could turn things to gold.
Oh.
Ray power.
Well, I also heard that the Veronica Mars show is actually pretty good.
Oh, it is a good show. Yeah, that was awesome.
And I also love she's in that, what was that, Star Wars? God damn it, the movie where they're all trying to go watch Star Wars.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Fanboys.
Fanboys, yeah, she's good in that.
That's so excellent. Shatner.
My second
that's an underrated movie.
Because she's Kathy Bates.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, all you have to do is watch Misery or Dolores Claiborne. She does great in obscure Stephen King movies.
Fried Green Tomatoes, she's good in.
Playing no foosball.
We're playing no foosball, baby.
She's awesome in one season of The Office. She's in one season of The Office, and she's fantastic.
Well, she's almost like in 1.1 season of The Office.
She did go a little.
You mentioned her in 9, but not. Yeah,
I thought she had like a scene.
She's never in 9, and she's hardly in 8. Because Robert California ends up being her CEO,
right?
So she's not even in a full season of The Office.
But that's all you need.
Yeah, she's great. She bumps ratings. She's a stunt casting.
She's the only likable part of Titanic.
Oh yeah, you're right, Ron.
Sean changes profile picture
to a dumpster.
I'm on the show. I gotta change it.
Charlize Theron will always be on all of my lists because, God, I don't think there's a better looking woman on the planet.
I just don't like her in real life.
Is she a lefty?
She's one of those with a 5-year-old kid who
identifies as
transgender. Oh. And she's cool with that.
Way to ruin Charlize Theron for me.
I'm sorry. Look it up.
And, My last is Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren is a shoo-in. She's incredible.
Yeah.
Those are good picks.
She makes the whole thing stand up.
She has a rockin' bod to this day.
I know. And she's better looking now than when she was in her 20s. You look at pictures and you're like, wow.
I don't know. Do you remember Excalibur? She was pretty money in Excalibur.
I haven't seen that since we were children.
I've got it on VHS.
That's awesome.
And DVD.
and
motherfucking Patrick Stewart is in that. And Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Rock your face.
Fantastic. but that's.
I like yours. I'm disappointed Kate Blanchett wasn't on there. I really like Kate Blanchett.
I could see that.
That's not bad. Is that all yours?
She has fucking range.
Yeah, I had 4 plus an honorable mention. Kristen Bell, Helen Mirren, Kathy Bates, and Charlize Theron was my Hall of Presidents.
Well, you have my...
It's funny how we lean kind of English.
I would
put Dame Judi Dench in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she could be in there. Do you want to hear mine?
Sure. Go.
Okay. I also have Kathy Bates for all the same reasons. I think she's just a phenomenal actress. There's not much you could put her in that she's not going to elevate with her performance. She just doesn't. She brings it every time. And then another one, which was kind of an outside pick, was Margot Martindale. She's like TV's Kathy Bates.
Ooh, man. The funny thing about that is
Margot Martindale.
I've been watching BoJack Horseman, and he's like character actress Margot Martindale.
That's great. That's a good choice.
She's also wasn't she on that show with Will Arnett?
Justified and rocks the hell out of Justified.
Oh, her season in Justified is one of the best.
She's also on Dexter.
On some of my yeah. apple pie.
Her she does it. She has a good role in Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime too.
Yeah, she's a solid one.
Ron says Kate Blanchett's on his. So yeah, Margot Martindale, I really like a lot. This one's a little bit different, but I think with the exception of her getting short shrift in Doctor Strange, Rachel McAdams is a.
Rachel McAdams was on mine as well, but she just does it for me. Wedding Crashers, oh, she melts my heart every single time.
Her smile.
Yep.
That dimple.
She seems so genuine.
Yeah.
She's also
in Mean Girls, the dimple just looks evil.
Yeah.
She's in Spotlight also, where she plays like a serious like mm-hmm. reporter. She's really good in that movie. That's just a good movie in general, but yeah.
Well, you know,
she's
I mean,
an outstanding Irene Adler too. Probably my favorite.
And then my fourth is Betty White.
Ooh, oh.
I find her awfully one note.
Boy, oh. I sure don't. I don't think she's
talented so much as she's likable.
Yeah, she doesn't have that acting range that, or she just hasn't been cast or taken those roles. But Rushmore.
There's a tribute.
She needs her own statue somewhere.
There's a tribute to Betty White documentary that was made a couple years ago.
I think I watched that one actually just recently.
Yeah, I think I saw it either on Hulu or Netflix, one of the two.
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix. I think it's really good.
It's so good. It takes a deep dive back into like her starting the business.
A lot of stuff you probably don't know about, like I didn't know about. I mean, like
I had no idea.
Game show stuff like.
I think I like Betty White as a person better than probably anybody on my list, but I don't think I'd put her on mine just because she just doesn't have, she's not really an actor.
She's there for me because of the breadth of her work, I think, more than anything, just because she's been around so long and contributed so much to
length of her life and not breadth of her work. Right. She hasn't done anything that's too dissimilar from Betty White. She comes on a show and she's Betty White.
But she's been
and like Golden Girls. She was Betty White, but stupid. And The Match Game was really some of her best stuff because she's just funny.
Right.
She's got a real way of delivering jokes that you don't see a lot in females, especially in the 70s.
Okay. I'll take that. I could take that. It's her personality that I like, but I'm still putting her on the Rushmore.
That's cool. It's your Rushmore. You're the one that's going to dynamite it out of the side of a mountain.
On Indian like preserved lands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't need those anyway. It's all used up.
I'm going to take this for Betty White.
Do the Betty White more? Guard dance. Jesus.
One more?
No, I did mine. I got Kathy Bates, Margot Martindale, Rachel McAdams, Betty White.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty good, yeah. Am I in?
You're on.
I got him. Number one, I got Sigourney Weaver.
Fantastic. I thought about her as well.
Man, just with the Aliens movies alone, I think she single-handedly saves Avatar. I hate that movie, but she's good in it. I think she's amazing in Galaxy Quest.
Oh, I just watched a doc on that yesterday.
What's that?
I just watched a documentary on Galaxy Quest yesterday.
I'll have to check that out. You have to send that to me. She's also amazing in Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Just love her. Good old Sigourney. Love her.
You know, she's Galaxy Quest, Harold Ramis was going to direct Galaxy Quest initially.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was in a documentary. I'll find it and I'll send you the link. I'll let you know what streaming service is on. I think it's Amazon, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Number two, I went with Tilda Swinton.
Oh, what a reach.
That's an interesting choice.
It is.
I don't like her, but I understand why.
She's a great actress. Her
appearance really puts me off.
Yeah.
She just looks like alien.
Completely androgynous.
I think that's the reason why I like
David
her.
Bowie better than most men.
I think that's the reason why I like her. I like that she's so androgynous. She could play a male or a female role. It does not matter. I'm thinking of like Constantine.
Gabriel and Constantine. She owns fucking face.
So good. And then she's also great in Doctor Strange. I love her. She's also really good in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which is not a good movie.
She's great in everything she's in.
Yeah, she's really good.
Because she doesn't take bad roles.
Yeah, no.
I disagree with you a little bit on The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I think it was a decent movie for the time. I don't think that it necessarily holds up. And I think they shit the bed with that franchise.
It's a younger crowd, though, as well.
Right, right.
It is not Lord of the Rings. And it tries really hard to be up there like Lord of the Rings.
And I don't know if it's good for its time, because I hated it when I watched it in theaters. I don't know if it is good for its time, but
when did it come out though? Because like, there's a, I went through a parent period. We were getting ready to have kids, so I was like really, I was probably in parent mode already by then.
I like Liam Neeson as Aslan though.
Oh yeah, no, he's great. Yeah. And then also she's great in Burn After Reading. She's just a guy. I think she's a great actress in general.
She is.
Ron says Tilda Swinton is fucking amazing in Suspiria.
Yeah, Tilda Swinton, I would agree with that.
Yeah, she's great. Also, she's kind of like the mutated version of Kate Blanchett.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
The color of Elmer's glue.
She spent a little too much time at Chernobyl.
But she takes way better roles than Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, she's had a few rough ones.
Yeah. My fourth one is Toni Collette.
Oh, also a real uggo.
Is she?
No, well, she not okay. I shouldn't say that.
Sure.
Until the Swinton's not an uggo. That's really heinous to say. But she's not like it's not conventionally attractive. But yeah, Toni Collette was actually the person that came to mind when you said Tilda Swinton. It's like I feel like those two are similar in that they look unconventionally or convention they look unattractive to me, but Toni Collette can somehow look attractive in some roles that she plays.
I think the first movie I saw her in was Little Miss Sunshine.
Actually, that's not my finally. I'm sorry, I had one more. I have one more also, obviously
an alternate.
No.
I have Sigourney Weaver, Tilda Swinton, Toni Collette. I've been given my fourth. I went in my wrong order. So I love Toni Collette because in every movie she's in, it might not be the best movie, but God damn it, she gives it so much. Like, she acts the hell out of whatever movie she's in.
She definitely needs to smile in her pictures.
See, she looks good in those, but then there's ones where, if she does, like that one kind of looks like Gollum a little bit.
She has really large features, like Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going by. I don't know if I'm going quite by looks on my.
Her eye space is just right.
We're totally not going by looks. You guys pick Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
And we know one sexualizer.
I would just fuck Kathy Bates with your dick.
I guess basically my Rushmore is the same as my men Rushmore, which is basically if these people are in a movie, I'll probably watch the movie.
Fuck yeah! Who's number four?
Frances McDormand.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Great actress. In some good movies. Does not choose bad roles.
What was that Billboards movie she was in?
Three Billboards outside of...
It's really good.
Was God in Good Omens.
Yeah, fantastic.
She's funny.
God, Sam and Rockwell.
She's
as
really
aside.
Funny. And
amazing in that movie.
She's really funny, but she's also she takes her job kind of like Tilda Swinton and Toni Collette. I think she just takes her job very seriously. She wants to give a good product.
They're professional thespians.
There are some people you can tell that they are fans of movies, as well as being actors. Like some of them, like some people are way too into being actors. Like they're just so far up their own ass that it's too much. She doesn't seem like one of those. She seems like she likes to go to the movies.
Right. She's one that will
in such a way that
she doesn't, like, her headspace doesn't live in Hollywood. Like, she can pack up at the end of the day and go home and have it like a normal.
Also, I just thought about this.
I don't think it happened in real life with one of the Coens.
Tilda Swinton and Frances McDormand are both in Burn After Reading, and I think that movie's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's a wildly great movie. Underrated as Coen Brothers movies go.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Those are my four. I think we all had really good choices, though. I could have honorable mentioned Rachel McAdams. I think she's fantastic. Kathy Bates, I agree. Yeah.
We know Kathy Bates.
You guys nailed all mine between the three of you. The only one I would have added was Kate Blanchett. She'd have been on mine.
Man, she's one of the best Marvel villains so far. Top three with Michael Keaton and Thanos.
Fuck, I forgot she's in that movie, but yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, because she really plays that all powerful goddess of death thing up.
Yeah.
And it works.
That's true. And she did it in such a way that it
didn't seem so campy.
Well, and you didn't like Derek just said, he forgot she was in it. Well, you didn't look at it as a Cate Blanchett role. It's like you watch Angelina Jolie play Maleficent, you're like, oh, that's Angelina Jolie playing Maleficent.
Because Angelina Jolie enjoys the smells of her own parts.
Right. And that's the same.
She's got a real Gwyneth Paltrow-ness about her.
Right. And that's the same reason why a Meryl Streep will never end up on my Rushmore, because I think she's highly overrated for the scope of the work that she's done. She's inconsistent at best. A River Wild. Have you watched A River Wild lately? That, for some reason, that's like one of my wife's favorite movies to queue up every once in a while. I mean, it's a fun movie to watch.
Is Kevin Bacon in that?
Yeah. Yep. But she's not chewing up the scenery with her exceptional acting in A River Wild.
No, she's not. You don't take it seriously. I can't picture her on a raft.
No. No. She did that movie with
Steve Martin. Oh, my God. I have seen that movie. That's the River Rapid movie.
Yeah. You've seen A River Wild. It's got John C. Reilly in it, who's largely underutilized.
That movie sucks.
it's got the dinosaur movie kid in it. He's
that's like the equivalency of like somebody queuing up the core once in a while.
And,
like,
and a waste of David McGrath-Aaron.
I almost watched The Core today.
I've seen The Core about 100 times. I don't like that movie, but I've seen it about 100 times.
I was watching, there's a something 8, section 8, or something. Anyway, the kid from Arrow and his brother are both in it.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why. Is it really good?
No. It's not a bad movie, but it's not good either. Like,
okay.
I don't know. Stephen Amell's a shitty actor, and his brother's not very good either.
Is that one that's on Netflix right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I popped it up because it said something about superpowers, and I'm a sucker for superpowers.
Yeah, I glanced at it briefly.
But I glanced at it too, but I was like, Stephen Amell and Robbie Amell suck, though.
The world is very cool. The premise is very cool. Like, instead of super beings being like Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, like they rule the world. They're all just held down, and they work. They like sit outside the Home Depot and get picked up for jobs and shit. Like, I need two electrics and two whatevers, and everybody's classed, and they have powers. And like, he's welding with his fingers and doing electrical work and shit. And
oh, neat!
His mother has ice powers. I don't know what his dad was. His dad
cool. got
robbery.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the idea behind it is all right, and then the execution just wasn't there. They probably could have used some people who could act, and it would have been better.
Well, it almost sounds like a show or something that could be stretched into. Could
have played the main character, and it would have been a great movie.
A series or something.
Did you guys know that Lena Headey was in an episode of MacGyver?
No.
In 1994, can you imagine that Lena fucking Headey in MacGyver?
In an episode of MacGyver, wow.
Yeah.
I'm down, though. You know, Charles Dance played her dad in a different movie, like 2 years before they ended up on Game of Thrones. He's a high ranking detective and she's a street detective. And, I don't know. They're trying to solve a murder or something. I fell asleep.
You know, I learned from watching her on Bear Grylls is she has, rosacea really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Have you guys seen the movie Tiptoes?
Yes. Yeah. Kate Beckinsale and, oh, you know,
Matthew McConaughey. Gary Oldman plays a dwarf.
Yeah.
Patricia Arquette and David Alan Grier.
And Peter Dinklage. That's the movie that I fell in love with Peter Dinklage. There's nothing good about that movie except Peter Dinklage. If it was just him and Patricia Arquette. I can't believe
that cast would be that bad. That's crazy.
Right? Gary Oldman?
Matthew playing a dwarf?
Yeah. Oh, God. The special effects are bad.
What movie is that? Are you talking about? Sorry.
It's called Tiptoes.
Oh.
But Peter Dinklage plays this French anarchist revolutionary dwarf. And Patricia Arquette is his girlfriend. And he's drunk or high the whole time and just shouting like incoherent slogans about freedom. It's one of his best performances.
If I'm thinking about a male Rushmore again, because men are going to take over the world.
No, we aren't.
Finally, our time.
No, if I'm thinking about that, Peter Dinklage, there's a place for him somewhere. I mean, lower because he's shorter, but like he could be like a fifth guy, like halfway down the mountain.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna switch mine, and it's gonna be both genders, and it's just gonna be the four main Lannisters. That's fine. Because Charles Dance is magic. Have you seen The Golden Child? He plays the fucking devil. And he's awesome. With Eddie Murphy.
The Golden Child is a good movie, though.
No, it isn't. And Eddie Murphy knows it.
And Charles Dance is good in it,
though. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
That's why it's worth watching.
I thought it was amazing.
Eddie Murphy is not taking it seriously. And and it's perfect. I wish he'd make grown-up movies again. Dolomite Is My Name was amazing.
There's that part where he's getting the dagger. I love the part where he's getting the dagger.
I want the knife.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Oh, rose-colored glasses. Nostalgia.
I know.
I love you.
Speaking of, I went back to the Police Academy movies recently because they all came up on Netflix. Do you know who's in Police Academy 7?
There's a 7? Jesus Christ.
Who?
Christopher fucking Lee.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the bad guy?
No.
What?
No, he's the head of the Russian police that invites Lessard and his crew over. And then of course his name would slip my... He played the Beast and he played fucking Hellboy and he was the guy in...
Ron Perlman?
Ron Perlman is in it. He's the bad guy. And he's young Ron Perlman. He is not craggy face Ron Perlman. Oh, fuck. Those movies hold up, though. They are exactly as good as I remember them being when I was a child. That and Bloodsport. There he is. There he is. You see that, Rick? There's your boy.
Yeah, Christopher Lee is an amazing man.
I almost didn't recognize him the first time he was on screen. I was like, Jesus Christ, that looks like Christopher Lee.
Guess what it is.
And Ron Perlman looks awesome, too.
I'll pull him up.
I love that movie.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I forgot or had blocked it from my memory, but I was so surprised when we fired that one up.
I didn't know there were 7. I thought it ended at 6.
No, 6 was a good movie, though.
Was that Miami City Beach. Under Siege?
Yeah, it was. Bubba Smith is the best thing about the Police Academy movies.
When he picks up the Vespa and he just carries it around.
Everything about him. I had that action figure when I was a kid. They had Police Academy action figures. There's Ron Perlman getting chewed out by G.W. Bailey.
Doesn't look like quite the monster that he turned out to be.
No. Those giant hands.
What does he say? Something like, I'll reach into the belly of a yak and pull out its still beating heart. And that'll bring your brother back to life? No, Mom, no, I'm hungry.
That's for pointing at me before Citizens on Patrol.
That was my favorite.
Oh, I figured it was like a Hellboy quote.
Oh, no, that was Bubba Smith.
And then Tackleberry starts up his chainsaw and cuts out of the body bag.
You can take the mask off now, Tack. Sharon Stone's in that one. She takes off in a balloon with Steve Guttenberg at the end.
Because Steve Guttenberg is just that fucking cool.
Those movies are so great. Oh, you know who's in number six? Dean Norris. Oh. For like a second.
You know, he's popped up in a few movies that as like just kind of a regular guy.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Guttenberg is a guy we could get on the show. I bet we could get him for 10 minutes for $100.
I bet we can get it for 10 minutes for free if he's got something coming out in the next 15
I don't
years.
Think so. I think he's been showing up on Ballers and stuff now.
Oh, well, then we could get him on there to promote that.
But he's resurfaced with a bit of relevance, so I don't think he's quite at the unrelevant stage anymore.
When we were researching that thing where you pay money to have them read you a greeting, Steve Guttenberg was getting back to people within an hour.
What was that called again?
Celebrity something or other.
Cameo, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, a cameo.
We should get the Goot on anyways. I just want to ask him about his role in that movie with that dolphin and that dog.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that one either.
I wouldn't ask him about that. I'd be like, Short Circuit, man.
Chris Hansen's still only $50. LeVar Burton is 109.
He paid me for child molester, so nope. Sorry, Chris Hansen, you're not getting on this show.
Sean Astin is 295.
And how long is that? Like for $295, do you get it?
You kind of just pick what you want them to say.
It could seriously be 10 seconds.
Zeus and Roxanne. I had to look it up.
I don't know if I've even heard of that.
I might have been a child when this movie came
out. Roxanne was a Steve Martin movie based on the Cyrano de Bergerac story.
And it was really, really good.
Zeus and Roxanne came out, so I wasn't even a teenager yet.
It has the best sports equipment fight ever filmed. Who mows your nose hairs?
Cato Kaelin, you can get for $50.
He'd have to shit on something for me to actually watch.
He's like, okay, I'm going to shit on something now.
Evacuate your bowels on a record. I don't care which one. Maybe a Beatles album.
Some of these people's prices are absurd.
Yes, they are. But we already have a show where we go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. But there's new people, though, since then. Simon Rex, $59.
I don't know
who that is.
KPPX.
He was in the scary movie where he played like the Joaquin Phoenix role to Charlie Sheen's character.
Like the rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, he's the best part of that movie. The best part of that movie is where he's like, I be rapping, you be tapping, it be happen, new.
I don't know what his actual, Wikipedia is. Yeah. I'm not even sure what, like, Simon Rex is.
When he walks out of the room.
Oh, he is an American actor, rapper, comedian, and model. Rising to fame as an MTV VJ, Rex later became an actor known for What I Like About You, starring in three films. Starring in three films of the Scary Movie franchise and National Lampoon's Pledge This. He later developed a rap persona, Dirt Nasty, and had several solo albums and co-founded the supergroup Three Loko.
Not quite four. That should be their number one single.
They should just call it, their number one single is titled Not Quite Four.